Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, starting to think about some of those combinations with Hoyt and Bosa and Rousseau and Oliver, you can get after some people. And I think those types of pieces, especially Oliver and Hoyt, that's where your stunt game's really going to take the next step because of how athletic those guys are, how versatile they are.
Joe Marino there as the Bills again taking on the Saints. Pre-game coverage starting at 7 a.m. Yours truly will be up and ready to go. What a birthday present.
Yes. Birthday weekend for you. And you're up and early.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
My brother's threatening to call in and be like, hey, I'm going to say something like happy birthday all throughout your show. And I'm like, no, I just won't take your call.
I'm going to sound like a terrible friend and co-host here. It's tomorrow, right?
It is.
Okay, good. Just making sure it wasn't today.
But
it's my brother's today.
See, there you go.
The 27th.
Hey, you know what? If there's one you should remember, let it be your brother's and not mine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
There you go. How's that? Make you feel a whole lot better just now.
Yes.
By the way, some things that have also been going on today. The Sabres announcing their current lease at KeyBank Center through September 2031. Paul Hamilton has more details about that on our website at WGR550.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I do believe the UB Bulls are in action today against UConn. That is a 3:30 kickoff. You can hear that on our sister station, the Bet 1520, as you alternate through Sabres preseason hockey action today.
Yes.
So, now, I do want to keep talking about something regarding the Sabres here. This is going to be a mini segment. We're kind of spinning this one on its head here.
Okay.
And it does have to do with something like this. And I speak for probably the entire area on this one. Mm-hmm. You desperately need to see the Sabres get off to a hot start this year. The analytics in Vegas really do seem to love the Sabres a lot more than the fan base it does and the
yes.
media does, which is normal.
That is an occurrence, yes, because, I would say. I remember last season that was the case as well.
But that's also because the analytics and Vegas and the national media, there's no attachment to this place.
No.
If the Sabres, again, cheese it, all they have to go ahead and do is go, all right, we were wrong on that one. Thanks for that one, Sabres. We're never trusting you again, probably. But it really does have to do with, because the Bills' opponents over this next month, this topic that I really started hammering on, because the Bills' opponents over this next month are so boring, I need them to get off to a hot start.
I think you speak for everybody, like you said.
I need to feel alive.
You need to give people a reason to buy in.
Give people a reason to buy in, and also because the Bills don't have a tough opponent until November. Not kidding.
No, yeah, I'm looking at the schedule too. I agree with you.
So I need the Sabres. We, everyone here.
The city of Buffalo. Western New York. Sabres fans from everywhere.
And fans from abroad and everywhere around the world.
Yeah, we know they exist after they went to Prague last year. There's a lot of,
yes,
a lot of Sabres fans.
Absolutely. Do not do what you did last. Actually, hang on. Yeah, don't do what you did to start last year, that first week where in Europe it was dreadful. They lose their home opener against the Kings. It's not great. But then they did something weird before that December to remember.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They were in third place in the Atlantic.
They were. That's when I bought in. You got me in. It was like Central Intelligence. You're in? No, I'm not. It's too late. You're actually in.
We made an open about that. You're right.
We did.
We did. That's right.
And it's like, you know.
That part needs to happen again, where like the November, you got to have that strong November.
How about a September or October?
Well, September is now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter now, but October, I mean. That's what I meant to say. Like, let's start hot right away. Don't wait until November to get people to buy in.
Don't do the part that you did last year, which was start 0-3-1.
Listen, as much as I am in the, I guess, distraught camp of fans, where it's just like, how can you possibly buy in after 14 years of this? It's been almost two-thirds of my entire life they've been like this.
Insanity is the correct answer,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, expecting, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But I do kind of, I don't even know if I could base it in fact, because I don't think there is. There's just a vibe that kind of feels like, okay, maybe if they can start hot, this team can actually at least breach the playoffs. They just have to stay consistent. I'd hope, honestly, I know the playoffs are the goal. If they're not dead in the water in December, I'm okay. I'm doing better immediately than I already was. So
we'll see about how everything goes there. And I was going to blow up the break structure here, but instead we're going to actually do things as normal here.
Okay.
Brian Colesfield joins us in about 5 minutes to talk about the Ryder Cup. And while this happens, like it still is to me, like it is because the Bills are so good and their opponents are so bad. It can get, I don't want to say it can get boring talking about the same thing with them, because I'm trying to find novel ways and novel concepts on how to talk about the Bills right now.
It just feels preseason-ish.
Like, I feel dirty assuming they're going to be 7-0. Like, it feels weird. It feels wrong to me, and that's probably because I live here. But I'm assuming that the Bills are going to do this. They're going to run through these bad opponents. And I know some people are going to be like, oh, no, you can't look ahead. No, I can look ahead as much as I want, actually. The last caller, Steve.
He said undefeated
season.
He's
talking about undefeated season, and we're in week 4.
Yeah.
We haven't even played week 4.
We're in the week 4 weekend.
We are allowed to look ahead, because otherwise, what am I going to do? Talk about the matchup of how Spencer Rattler's got to take on the Bills secondary?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but who is going to be interested in that?
I'm not.
The answer is sickos, and I love you, but I'm not going to do it.
I'm interested in the pile driving that's going to happen, but that's about it. Like, I'm not interested.
And that's fine.
The Sabres, I hope, are interesting in a good way.
In a different way,
yes,
is also the part of this.
Yeah.
They typically don't start hot.
No.
It is that they're dead by March.
Dead by December. What are we talking about?
Hang on. No, that was last year. Last year's different because they were dead by December because of December.
Even the last couple years, though, it's like in March, it's a 1-2% chance. I did two nightcaps 2 years ago, in thinking they were going to possibly make the playoffs. But it, realistically, a 2% chance, everything has to go your way. And that's just not how things go. Unless you're the Kansas City Chiefs last season. It's just, they have to win games. They have to show a spark of some kind. If they come out flat out the gate, this is going to be interesting, to say the least.
And that's the thing, is that it just needs to be different. That's all. And I... sometimes your friends are great. Sometimes you get texts like these.
Oh. Yeah. Yep.
Brian Koziol.
That's what's happening right now. That's very, very much what's happening.
As we're about to talk to Brian Koziol, Brian does send us an incredible meme here of Europe and USA.
For the Ryder Cup.
I will ask him about that. I'm not going to spoil anything. I want him to be the one to acknowledge what he sent us, but it was a good meme. But yes, going back to this for the last moment here of like I need the Sabres to be able to do something here is also because I need that shot of uniqueness. Because if it's the same old thing again with them, I just mentioned how tough it is to talk about the Bills dominating bad teams, which is a thing that can get boring to talk about. If it's the Sabres being the same bad team again, yeah, the outrage is there. But at some point, it has to be different then. Like, are you getting rid of coach, GM, people in the personnel? Because if not, then it's incredibly boring to talk about, oh, it's the same old thing. Same old Sabres.
Yeah.
So they need to be different this year for another reason, and that is so that I keep whatever little sanity I have left. Am I right, Brian Koziol?
So we tried changing hosts by putting you in on Thursday to set a proper vibe for the season. how did that go?
Well, you handed me the game with a mostly AHL team, Brian, and they lost 5-2 and got outshot 40-18. So not great.
No, I did not put the ball on the tee for you there. You were playing without a baseball that day. Sorry.
No, yes, I'm not salty about it. Who's asking?
But that's right.
But it's with good reason. You are at the Ryder Cup, and I want you to explain the meme that you sent to me just now.
Yeah, I just sent you the meme, Derrick Henry stiff-arming Josh Norman of the Bills from, what was that, from Monday Night Football from, what, 2-3 years ago?
I think it was 2020. Now, yeah.
So, yeah, God, that's so far ago. Yeah, that was, that's, and it's got Europe on the jersey of Henry and USA on the jersey of Norman.
It's
yeah,
about
it's,
right.
It's been kind of a one-sided affair. I mean, 8.5 to 3.5 here as we get the afternoon session going. I'm actually talking to you right now. I'm actually standing on the fifth hole. We're waiting for kind of the first group to come through. They're kind of getting going on four, so it'll be fun. I'll get some live action here maybe in about 10 or 15 minutes. But they've got a jumbotron essentially at every hole. So it's been really nice in the sense that, like, you can kind of go to a hole, get yourself set up. You can watch the action on TV the whole time, and then – you know, obviously, as the players come through, you can watch it. So that's kind of been my strategy is literally I've been watching on these jumbotrons and I go to a hole. I watch all four groups come through, which takes like about an hour and a half. And then I'm on five right now. And then I'll scoot over to like 12 or 13 and do it again. So it's been kind of fun to do that. The atmosphere has been good. I've gotten my son is with me, who's wearing a Bills golf shirt, and we've gotten a lot of Go Bills chants. So that's been fun. But for the most part, the crowds, I would say, in terms of maybe the rowdiness that we all expected with the New York downstate crowds here, they've been a little tame. They're looking for something to go nuts over. If you're a European fan, you've been singing ole, ole, ole a lot. They've been making every single putt. That's really the difference. Europe's making all the clutch putts at all the clutch moments, and the United States just seemingly cannot make anything. And that's why they're down by 5 here on Saturday afternoon as the best ball session gets going.
So, Brian, just for anybody who might not know the scoring for the Ryder Cup, and just for a little refresher, it's not lowest score wins in this scenario, like regular stroke play. So, like, what are we looking at here? How do they determine the scoring?
Yeah, good question. So, Friday and Saturday's formats are exactly the same. There are four matches in the morning that they call foursomes, but essentially, to make it as easy to understand as possible, it's called alternate shots. So, Joe, if you and I are partners, you get to tee off first on the even holes. I get to tee off first on the odd holes or whatever we decide it to be. And then we flip-flop. One of us hits the tee shot. The next guy hits the approach shot. Then it goes back to the first guy to hit the putt and so on. And then you reverse it on the next hole. So there's some strategizing to figure out, like, what are your strengths? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are yours? And then try to figure out whether you should play the evens or the odds and that sort of thing. So that's what the morning sessions are. There are four matches. 8 of the 12 players play from each squad. So 4 sit. And that's obviously up to the captains to decide. So Friday and Saturday morning, it's alternate shot. 4 points up for grabs. A match can end in a tie if it goes all the way to 18 and no one's won it. It's a hole-by-hole match play scenario. As you said, there's no score. You either win the hole, you lose the hole, or you tie the hole. And then you move on from there to determine in the end who's up and who has won more holes. And then in the afternoon, both yesterday and today, They call it four ball. Essentially, all four players play their own ball, and this is what's called as best ball format. So if you and I are partners, I get a five, you get a four, the four counts for our team. So it allows for a little bit more of aggressive play. If I know, hey, you're already in a good spot, I can maybe be a little bit more aggressive and go right at the pin, or maybe I can try to cut the corner on my drive and things like that. So that puts us up to 8 points yesterday, 8 points today, and then tomorrow is 12 singles matches. All 12 players will play from both teams, and it's a blind draw. Each captain just decides how they want to put them out in order 1 through 12. They don't know what the other team's going to do, so we might get some interesting matchups head-to-head here, but 12 singles matches, all match play tomorrow. Another 12 points are up for grabs. It's the most points on a single day. So the U.S., technically, I guess, mathematically, I can make an argument that they're still in this, but they have to win this session. Down by five right now. If you're down by more than five tomorrow, I mean, the math would say then you're going to have to go like 11-4-1 or something, you know, or I'm sorry, not that many, but yeah, the math would say what? With 12 matches, you've got to go 9-3 to have a chance to win here. So like, that's almost impossible. So they've got to make up some ground here in this session down by five.
Where would you say they have to be by the end of this session? Like, if they're down by five, down by 3-2, like, where would be the best spot for them, you think, with the 12 players they have versus Europe's best?
I mean, realistically, obviously saying win all four here and sweep, you know, now it's down to one. But I mean, Europe's playing so well. So I mean, if they can win 3 of 4 and go 3-1, that means you've gained 2 points. So that would cut it from 5-3. And now you go into tomorrow and you've got to just gain 3 more. So I think that's doable, although it's still going to be a tough task with 12 there. I mean, that again means you have to go 7-3-1, 7-4-1, something like that to have a chance tomorrow. Yeah. 7-4-1. That would be it. So, I mean, it's still a tough task. Hey, you got to win 7 out of 12. And you can't even lose another one. So, yeah, I mean, 3-1 seems like that's got to be a must at this point. Now that we're kind of talking out the math here live on the radio, if it's anything less than that, I mean, if it's a 2-2 draw today, like that's a win for Europe. Obviously, if Europe goes on to win this session, then the math would say tomorrow is going to have much less drama because it would take an epic miracle for the U.S. to come back tomorrow with those 12 singles matches.
Gotcha. Just looking at Team USA today, I know they are trailing, as we've been mentioning the whole time. Who's been, I guess, the most impressive for you? I know we have a match coming up at about 1:13, Sam Burns and Canale. But who out of the Team USA has stood out to you most kind of contributing?
The best player has been Cam Young, for sure. He is 2-0 and is out there now with Justin Thomas. He's actually going to be on the group I'm going to see here in a few minutes. I think they're playing the fourth hole right now as we speak. Cam Young's a New Yorker. I'm actually surprised they didn't put him in right away, but I think he finished the PGA Tour season really, really strong. And I think that's why he ended up being a captain's pick. He's been the best. And I know you didn't ask me, but the worst for sure has got to be the top players at the top. Scheffler, 0-3. I mean, we were obviously having conversations during the PGA Tour season, guys, about what is Scheffler doing in comparison to seasons of Tiger's past. Well, Scotty's 0-3. When your best player is 0-3 right now, that's another big reason why the U.S. is down. And Bryson has yet to win either. So, oh no, I'm sorry. He won in the afternoon. So he's 1-2, but I'd put Scotty as the biggest disappointment, maybe Bryson a little right behind him. If your best two players have a 1-5 combined record, I mean, that's a killer. If you look at what Europe's been doing, Rory 2-0-1, Rahm 3-0, Fleetwood 3-0. Their best players are being their best players, and in the U.S., it's gone the other way.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm on the Ryder Cup's website right now. They have the win percentages, the IQ outcome, powered by some AI or whatever it is. And it looks like it's a lot of even these matches just between Scotty Scheffler and DeChambeau, like you were mentioning, it is leaning towards Fleetwood and Rose. Is it? With the top two there, Scheffler and DeChambeau, is it just that they weren't matching up properly? Like DeChambeau, is he just not driving well? Like, what specifically is going wrong, I guess, if you can even speak to that?
Yeah, I saw some other numbers breakdowns. It said in terms of strokes gained, which is always a number now that really is probably looked at the most, from tee up until the green, the U.S. and Europe actually were essentially tied, but on the green, Europe is a +12. They've gained 12 strokes game there. So I guess if, you know, there's obviously a variety of factors, but I guess if you said name the factor, Europe is putting extremely well and the United States is putting extremely poor. That's been the key difference, I think, so far in this Ryder Cup.
All right, Brian. Well, we're not going to take more of your time as the action will be getting closer to your way there. And I hope everyone's following you at Brian WGR to follow along, because I'd imagine you might be posting a thing or two up there.
Yeah, we had some nice – I put a whole bunch of pictures from yesterday from just me being around the course, and I'll put some more pictures and videos up throughout the afternoon. But, yeah, it's been a really, really cool experience. I was telling Chopin Bulldog yesterday we were on the first tee box for the start of the afternoon matches when they get introduced and they play the national anthem. And it was kind of one of those sports bucket list moments for me. I've been fortunate enough. I've gone to one Masters. I've gone to some U.S. Opens and PGA championships. But that Ryder Cup scene on the first hole for golf, there really isn't that like stadium rowdiness, that like, you know, really, really huge buzz that maybe you get at other golf venues. And being on the first tee yesterday, like, that was a really, really cool moment. I'm glad that I was able to experience that at least one time here before maybe I'm not able to come out and watch these events in person anymore.
All right. Well, Brian, we'll let you get back to it. Enjoy it there. And, well, make sure that you have as much fun as you can throughout the rest of the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for taking the time while you're out there. Brian Colziel on the West Hurrah Hotline at the Ryder Cup. And being the pro that he is, he joined us here on another Sports Talk Saturday. When we come back, we got to get around the league and find out which game is the one that we're probably incorrectly laughing at, because we've been very much 0 for 3 on the trombone champ picks. But we'll do that coming up next here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
We've got no time for normal music. We got to go around the NFL. And we got to get this business going right away.
Time to cook.
It is time to cook.
We also have to fit a commercial break in somewhere. So
we do, because we got to get ourselves to Sabres pregame with Pat Malacaro at 2 o'clock. So let's get to it. Hey, 9:30, fantasy football players.
Beware.
Set your lineups.
Beware.
9:30 game between the Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Not in Andy's room.
It is in Dublin, Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, I almost did this one because the offenses are both probably not going to be.
Yeah, they're both
good.
Not great.
Well, actually, hang on. Pittsburgh's defense has been kind of underwhelming too.
Yeah.
Like, it took 5 turnovers from the Patriots, and that's more of they just didn't know how to hold on to the football.
Right.
But Minnesota, Carson Wentz playing in Ireland. Sure. This is going to be a game that happens between two teams that are 2-1 for some reason. But Minnesota, I do respect their defense a lot. I think Rodgers is going to get a little bit frustrated here in this one. I'd imagine Minnesota takes this. Commanders and Falcons as we go back across the pond. The 1 o'clock slate. Michael Penix had himself a great first game.
Yeah.
And it has not looked pretty since then.
I think you're going to look at a bounce back here, especially with Bijan Robinson. I think that offense against the Commanders defense is going to be able to get some things done, especially... You got to take advantage of the non-scoring. I mean, Marcus Mariota didn't have a bad game, I'm not going to lie to you. But I do think you have one good game as a backup, and a second one isn't always guaranteed coming in
Falcons
in those
defense
moments.
Falcons been a little tougher to play against. Last week aside, because nothing was working against Carolina.
Yeah, so I think the Falcons could win this game easy against the Commanders tomorrow.
Browns against the Lions. We talked with Joe Yurden, and it's more or less, can the Lions just not do what the Packers did, which is let Cleveland stay dangerously close enough that they can win a game in an unconventional manner?
It's the question. We'll see.
That's the question, but also I do think the Lions' offense is more impressive than Green Bay's is.
I would agree. I would agree with that. I think even with the loss of the coordinators on both sides of the ball, Jared Goff was doing good things. Jahmyr Gibbs, Ashton Gentry, oh my God. David Montgomery had a big game last week. Huge
yes,
game.
Did.
So if they can get that running back tandem really moving and grooving, I think they have a good chance to win that game. Keep control of it.
All right. Panthers-Patriots. A couple of years ago, this game would have a lot more meaning.
Yeah, this is a absolute dumpster fire. This definitely had a case to be the trombone game of the week.
Oh,
I think the Patriots win
the
this
right game.
Game
for this.
I can imagine you do. The Patriots, I think, beat the Panthers, though. The Panthers have looked so unimpressive to start. It's not even funny.
But Carolina also did start to look a little bit like that team from the second half last year.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if they can do it, though.
It's a pair of teams with incomplete rosters that need to get it going. And, well, we'll see what happens here. I actually like Carolina in this one because I just don't think New England has the horses to get things done. And if they keep handing Ramondre Stevenson the ball, it's not going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
You drafted Henderson for a reason. Use him. Chargers and Giants. One team's 3-0, the other is 0-3. Jackson Dart making his starting debut, and it's coming against LA.
Yeah.
This is not going to be easy. I mean, the Chargers don't have Khalil Mack, so I guess that makes it a little bit nicer of a test to face. But if Dart can at least put a little consistency together, it can look better. But Russell Wilson, that sequence in the red zone against Kansas City got him benched for that and that alone.
Yep.
You can't just throw it out of the end zone on fourth and goal.
No, that was despicable.
Can't.
Jackson Dart, I don't think, has a chance against the Chargers right now. But
well,
I think the Chargers win.
Find
this
that
game.
Malik Nabers guy.
Yeah.
Young quarterbacks typically can be reckless enough that you find the good player and you just throw him the football no matter what.
Yeah.
Bucks and Eagles, this game between 3-0 teams. Chris Godwin.
He's coming back.
To come back. Mike Evans out of the lineup.
Baker Mayfield reportedly good to go. Adam Schefter.
Nothing stopping Baker Mayfield.
No.
The man's built out of pure spite.
His teams just have to talk crap in his face, and then his teammates do, and then he'll just be ready to go. But yeah,
they also have a star in Emeka Ogbuka.
They do. I think the Buccaneers upset the Eagles here. I think the Eagles drop one to the Bucs. It's an NFC matchup. I know it's not a divisional matchup, but I think Baker, if he's healthy with Ogbuka and Godwin, I know in a limited capacity coming back, I think he'd be able to do something.
If Tampa elevates Desmond Watson, the 400-plus pound player.
To stop the tush push. They signed him back to the practice squad.
If they elevate him from the practice squad for this game, ban the play.
Ban
the bleeping play.
Why? Because we have to put a 500-pound
because there's just too much nuance around a play that is from rugby.
Yeah.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of things that are terrible, Titans, Texans. AFC South football is so bad.
I had such a feeling this was going to be the game that you would pick for this.
Oh, of course. If it involves the Tennessee Titans, you know we're locking it in, baby.
Yeah.
And
Texans themselves are this, too.
The Texans offensive line is this soundtrack.
Yeah. It's bad. It's really bad. And whoever played this is despicable. That's all I got to say. Because this what this game is going to be. There's a reason it's 1 o'clock. I think 14 points maximum are scored in this game. It's an absolute joke. DeMeco Ryan should not be a head coach anymore. Well, he's lost that team.
I think it's Nick Caserio has not built an offensive line for them.
Yeah, and CJ Stroud. You only have Nico Collins, really, wide receiver-wise now, too.
Yeah,
Tank Dell is
Nick Caserio's not doing a good job. He's failing this club.
No, it's genuinely despicable, just like this song.
And the Titans, by the way, still very far away.
Yeah.
Cam Ward did not sign up for this. He did, but he didn't. But this is also what you get for saying, oh, Brian Callen's a top five coach during a stream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it, man. You're a Titan. You don't need to sell that hard.
This is also, for CJ Stroud, what he gets for little broing Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn from this. And he has not been the same since that either.
Nope.
So.
Nope.
There it is. All right. Moving on to bigger and better things. The 4 o'clock slate looks a little bit more promising around. Of course, highlighted by Ravens and Chiefs. There's an opportunity for one of these teams to be going to 1-3.
Or they both tie.
And you look at the offensive numbers of the Baltimore Ravens, and you think, if this team goes 1-3, like, something criminal is going on here. And it's their defense.
Yeah.
Their defense has been criminally bad. In the two games against quality opponents, the Bills and the Lions, hemorrhaging points. To a point where, I remember Zach Jones did this, he forgot who was in 32nd for like most points allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the team that the Bills beat.
Yep.
Because the Ravens have been so despicably bad, and on paper they're supposed to be a good unit. What is up with the coaching? Zach Orr, in his second year as the defensive coordinator, it looks like the Ravens' defense looks like it's their Achilles heel again is their defense. Yeah, like here in Buffalo, we're complaining about it. It's not that.
No. No, and the Ravens' defense is not great.
The Ravens' defense, especially the start of this year, has been a turnstile. King Henry's fumbling the football like no tomorrow all
Did
of a sudden.
Did you see that report from practice that he like wouldn't let go of it?
Good.
And the coaches had to like pry it out of his hand?
Good.
Yeah.
That's good training.
Yeah.
Perfect. As for the Chiefs, wow. You want to talk about a roster that doesn't have much skill positions right now? Like, Xavier Worthy should be back from what I saw.
How limited will he be?
How effective is he even really? Because Mahomes is not hitting deep balls with a lot of accuracy as of late.
No.
We'll see if the Ravens allow them to test it deep, because if that's the case, man, get rid of the coach.
I wonder if there's betting odds on Travis Kelce and Andy Reid getting in a screaming match on the sideline again.
Seems to be an every other week thing at this
point. Yeah, it does. Team's in shambles right now. Big game for them.
Big game for the Indianapolis Colts, too. We can see what kind of team that they are against the Los Angeles Rams. Daniel Jones has 816 passing yards on the season through three games. That is not a false report here. These are the actual numbers that I'm looking at.
Yep.
Puka Nacua is also averaging 111 yards per game.
And it doesn't matter if you hit him straight in the face and cut up his face. He's staying in the game. You can't stop him.
He's sick right now.
He is. Can Indiana Jones keep it up, or will the Rams end it?
And while the Colts do have a good defense, it's going to be a hell of a test. Nacua is fantastic. Stafford knows how to get him to the football. Oh, and they just so happen to have Davante Adams on the other side of the field. Like, cool. Cool. That's really a recipe for a good roster there. But the Rams also a little peeved with how they lost that game against Philly. Two blocked kicks, including the potential game winner that gets returned for a touchdown. 49ers and Jaguars. Mac Jones goes to his one-year stomping ground of Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Or is Brock Purdy going to play? Purdy has been practicing again.
He has been. He has been practicing. It'll be interesting to see what ends up happening here. How I don't know if they're in that much of a rush to rush him back. Because Mac Jones is at least serviceable in that position with Kyle Shanahan at the coaching position. You know? Like, he kind of fits better in that scheme than he ever did in New England. Or Jacksonville, I mean, we never really saw him, but yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see who does end up playing, but I gotta say, the Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence, you know, I've had this opinion for a while. I think they have to move on from him. They're not scary to me whatsoever, and I think the 49ers win it with or without Brock Purdy.
I will be interested to see if he does end up actually playing in this game, though, and that could be something, a sight of its own to behold.
Yeah. Absolutely.
By the way, it is kind of funny. It's not lost on me that Mac Jones also is on the injury report for the 49ers. They just cannot escape the hell of injuries.
Yeah, no. Since you called that last year, it hasn't stopped.
I'm not proud of it. I'll at least
because now even
much.
Bosa.
Nick Bosa out for
he's
the
out.
Year.
Yeah.
Bears and Raiders. A pair of struggling franchises trying to get things right. Caleb Williams is a great chance to continue on because the Raiders are not a good defense. They're not this unit that you can really rely on. And on the other side, Geno Smith, you don't know what you're getting out of him from a week-to-week or even a drive-by-drive basis. We'll see what happens here. I do want to see what happens with Ashton Jeanty. His struggles have been a little on the interesting side of things, but also Chip Kelly's not using him the right way either right now either, I think. And it's just...
not great.
Chip Kelly being a bad OC in the NFL. Who would have thought? It's not like three different teams have found that out the hard way.
No, right. They believe it's their chance.
And then the night game on Sunday night, Packers-Cowboys, the Micah Parsons revenge game is here.
And I think he's going to get his revenge. I think he's going to absolutely annihilate that offense. I really do. He's been nothing, I mean, minus the Browns game, of course, because they got absolutely trounced in that. He's been nothing short of exactly what the Packers needed him to be, come in and be an absolute disruptor on defense. And I think he's going to, especially with the vendetta he has in his veins for this game, he's only going to want to make that more known. So I think he's going to give Dak Prescott an absolute day out there for sure, an evening, if you will.
And if he doesn't, the player that's been benefiting the most from that trade is Rashawn Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Through three games, 4.5 sacks.
Yep.
So it's...
if they're going to double-team Parsons...
Rashawn Gary's good enough to win the one-on-one matchups right now, and that's benefiting them in a big way. I almost made this... actually, you know what? We're going to double up for a buck here today. Let's do it.
Okay.
Jets-Dolphins.
Oh! Monday Night Football.
Why did you go with no Canada?
Matt Canada is not associated with these teams.
No, he's with Pittsburgh, but... mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is a dreadful one. And Justin Fields expected to be back, though, from your update earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins and Jets both just trying to find a victory. If we get a tie for the first Monday night game of this doubleheader, it would be so fitting.
I'm just glad the second game is at 8:15 and not 10 o'clock, like the last doubleheader.
Oh, my God, yeah, that's going to... like, that would be hell itself. Also, making an Eastern Coast team play starting at 10 o'clock, this is chunky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so Jets, Dolphins. I think the Dolphins lose another game. If I had to pick, I want them to go 0-3 in the division to start. But
yeah, it's
could Justin Fields come back and put on a performance? Could he? I don't know. It might be a performance like this, like this song, this rendition of "O Canada." Yikes! Yikes!
Well, that was bad.
Yeah.
All right. Moving to Bengals Broncos to wrap this up. Bo Nix has struggled.
Very much so. So is Jake Browning.
Well, Jake Browning's a backup. It's kind of to be expected at this point. Bo Nix, he was a first-round pick last year. He had himself a solid rookie campaign, but also he started the season slow last year, too. Hey, what's a good way to remedy it? The Bengals defense, that is not really the strongest in terms of personnel. As for the Broncos defense, they have a chance to really feast here. Browning has been a turnover machine. The Bengals have not been promising since Burrow left with injury. What a surprise.
Were they even promising before he did? Their defense was still
the defense
a slice
still
of Swiss cheese.
Big question mark.
Yeah.
But they were at least able to survive through Jacksonville. And that had more to do with Jacksonville collapsing than the Bengals winning that football game.
Yeah.
But the Bengals are a little bit of a false 2-1 right now, and we'll see just how false it is here. And now we wrap this up. Next segment, prepare to hand things off to Pat Malacaro and Sabres pregame on the other side. Derek Kramer and Joe Kelly here on Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Last segment here of Sports Talk Saturday before we hand things off to Pat Malacaro down at KeyBank Center as the Sabres prepare to take on the Detroit Red Wings once again, this time at home for a 3 o'clock faceoff.
Yes. Inching closer and closer to the regular season, which I'm excited about.
The Sabres only have 6 total preseason games. My favorite factoid is that the Red Wings have 8.
Whoa.
Right.
That's interesting. I thought they would all have the same amount.
So, Sabres and Red Wings today, and we will let you know also Alex Tuch making his preseason debut.
Yes. He was a little day-to-day, we found out in the press conferences last week, so it's exciting to see him taking the ice. It'll be interesting to see with his contract extension what exactly we were talking with Joe Yurden earlier today that was brought up, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But they start their season Thursday, October 9th, so almost a week away, a little over a week, against the Rangers.
And this game, there will not be a prospect-heavy lineup. It will be mostly of the AHLers, at least at forward. On defense, you've got the likes of Dahlin and Byram playing together. Radim Mirka getting his third preseason game. I am very curious about Konstantin Hellenius getting another look. And as I asked Joe Yurden earlier, it's about the question of, are they giving him every chance right now to take a roster spot on opening night?
That would be
interesting to see, at least. Because we saw it with Yuri Kulik. He dominated prospects. He plays in the first two games. And then he travels with the NHL team to Europe right away. And it's like, okay, so he's just there now for the year. Hellenius is going to be an interesting one to see because they're giving him a lot of cracks, it looks like, at making the opening day roster. He's looked overall impressive. Thursday was his weakest game because he didn't really get on the score sheet, but also he was still making good plays defensively. He was still skating calmly. He's winning battles along the boards. He's initiating contact. It does look like there's a solid player there, even in the challenge of an AHL versus NHL type preseason matchup that we saw on Thursday. Alex Lyon playing in net. I'd imagine he's going to get the whole game, just like the other time Thursday when Georgiev did. Levi, the backup here today as well. But it does look like it's just Devin Levi is going to be in Rochester, and that's how it's going to go. Levi Levi took a period from each of the games prior, did not play at all on Thursday night. So, for our guests, Brian Colziel, who checked in from the Ryder Cup, for Joe Yurden, for my co-host Joe Kelly, I am Derek Kramer. This has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'll be back on at 7 a.m. on Sunday. And until then, well, we will head to KeyBank Center and to Pat Malacaro for Sabres and Red Wings. Enjoy. Have yourselves a great weekend. Go Bills, go Sabres.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.